This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. It can be expensive to own a car. On today's podcast, I'm going to take a look at some ways to save money on fixing your vehicle and how to find a good auto mechanic so you don't get taken for a ride financially. Owning a car, they are expensive. They're expensive to buy, but they're also expensive to fix. And it can be really hard to find a good auto mechanic. The problem is an automobile, it's a part of life for most people, unless you live in a big city that has great public transportation. Most people that don't live in a city like that, a car is a necessity to get back and forth to work and live their daily life. And this can certainly be costly. Finding a good mechanic is essential to not getting ripped off. But I guess the question is, how do you find an honest mechanic, and where should you look for one? And that's some things I'm going to get into today. There's some different places to look for a good mechanic. There's some pros and cons to some different places. Some of them you'll hear you definitely want to try to avoid. Some people may be familiar with some of the practices, the chains, the national chains that repair cars, and the practices they do have are not favorable to the consumer, and I'm going to cover some of those today. But first, you can save money. Let's first get into how you can save money by just not taking your car to a mechanic and doing things on your own. And probably one of the biggest ways you can save money on car repairs is through regular maintenance. So performing regular maintenance on a car is one of the first steps to definitely saving money when it comes to fixing your car. And regular oil changes and a filter are a good start. There's some people that never change their oil, that never change the filter. You know, they'll do it once every 10,000, 15,000 miles, which just is not a good practice. Today's cars, the good news is you can probably go a good 5,000 miles before changing the oil if you're on, you know, full synthetic oil. But for the most part, you still need to change the oil. And I even saw something recently. There's some oil manufacturers that claim you only need to change it once a year if you use their oil. And I still wouldn't recommend that. It's always just best to do some regular changes. It's not like the old days where you have to do it every 3,000 miles, but you should do it regularly. The thing with vehicles is owning a car, there's some of the largest purchases we all make in a lifetime. And this is why it's important to maintain them to avoid those costly repairs. Now, it's not always inexpensive to maintain a car to the standards if you look in an auto manual, but you should try to get as close to that as you can to try to keep up with the maintenance. And sometimes that's even going to require you taking that into a mechanic to get some of those regular maintenance things done. But some of the maintenance, hopefully you'll be able to do yourself, although it is becoming increasingly more difficult to do your own mechanic work at home. And that's partly due to cars these days. They have more onboard computers and diagnostics, often requiring special tools or knowledge to make repairs. And even with this technology, experience is sometimes required. And there's just things that you probably are going to have to take your car in for. That's somewhat the downfall, I believe. And anyways, the auto industry itself is these days, it's hard to do any repairs yourself at home. If you're lucky, you can change the oil and do some simple maintenance, but the technology in them has gotten so complicated that you just have to, a lot of times, take it into some place to have them look at it. So doing it yourself is the best way. You're often going to be the best mechanic because you know what you're doing. You know the job that needs to be done. And honestly, you'll probably do a better job a lot of times than a mechanic might. So that's a good reason to do it yourself. In addition to the oil changes, you might be able to do things like, you know, cabin AC filters, wiper blades, turn signals, you know, just replacing little things on your car that come up. You know, a bulb burns out, you should be able to replace it. Because if you don't do it yourself, that is going to cost you some money. just to kind of use a little example on my story, and I've always done what I can do on my cars myself to save money is I took a, I had about a three-year-old Honda, and I took it into the dealership for something, and they told me that the car needed a cabin AC filter. And they wanted to charge me about $50 for the filter and to install it. And of course, I knew right away that is not a good deal. And I went home and I looked it up, and the price of the filter I was able to get from an auto part, popular auto parts store for about $15. And looking up online how to install it, it took about 5 minutes. And so for the cost of $15 and 5 minutes, I was able to put that filter in myself as opposed to paying $50. $50 for a few minutes of my time, or I'm sorry, $15 for a few minutes of my time was well worth it rather than paying that $50. And that's where saving money, either Googling or YouTubing car repairs, can save you a lot of money. In a lot of articles I write on my website at smartstartmoney.com, I will reference the YouTube or using the internet to save money for helpful things. And car repairs are no exception. I use it all the time for cars, and it can save a ton of money. Also, with just Googling and not just YouTube, if you Google or use other search engines, I've had great success finding certain things when I need repairs done on the cars. If a certain code comes up, if something's not right, I found there's a lot of good mechanics out there that generally like to help people in a lot of online forums and discussions. And there's not much I haven't been able to find when something comes up. Even on, I have an older Jeep as well, and older things that come up, I'm even able to find those and articles and things that have been written pretty recently. So there is helpful information out there. Now, in addition to saving money yourself by doing things yourself, if you can, which, like I mentioned, it's becoming much more difficult. If you do have to take your car to a shop, to an auto mechanic, how do you find a good one? And that's really what this podcast is about. And the question that comes up is, how do you find a good mechanic to know that you're not going to get ripped off? There's several options when looking for someone to work on our cars. And these could be from chain storm, you know, mechanics to dealerships, mom and pop shops, and they all have pros and cons, but there really is a better choice among those for several different reasons. So I feel it's important to get into some of these different places where you could take your car, and you might be taking your car currently, to kind of learn the pros and cons of getting your car repairs done at these different places. And the first option I'm going to start with here is taking your car to a dealership. And I like to refer to these as stealerships, but not dealerships. They're stealerships in many instances. Contrary to what many people may think, car dealerships don't make a ton of money when they sell new cars. They do tend to make a little more money on used cars. And their service departments, which is the place you would be taking your car to get fixed at a dealership, that's a big part of their business. Now, the pros of servicing at an auto dealership in their service department, getting your car fixed there, is number one, the technicians at dealership service departments are trained in typically one type of vehicle, and they specialize in the types that the dealership sells. So this can be a good thing as far as getting your car fixed. You know, if you have a Honda or a Toyota and you take that in, a lot of the time you can be assured that the mechanic knows that how to work on that particular car, because they probably, if they've been with the dealership for a while, they've probably done it several times. But it does not necessarily make a dealership mechanic any better than one at a mom and pop shop. So that's something to keep in mind. They may be more familiar with, you know, the certain make of vehicle that you bring in, but that doesn't necessarily make them better. The other thing with the dealerships, number two on the list here, is dealers usually, they typically only offer OEM, which is original equipment manufacturer parts. So this can be good and bad. A lot of times on aftermarket parts, it can be less expensive to purchase them. So if you take a car into a dealership and it needs a part for repair and they're only going to get you the original part, it might be more expensive than if you were to get an aftermarket part at your local auto store. So there's times when aftermarket parts they're just not as good. You might want to compare it to a kind of a comparable thing is, you know, generic medication. The most are good, but sometimes there's just not a suitable substitution. Putting original equipment manufacturer parts in your car can be very similar. Most of the time it's okay, but sometimes you want to make sure you get the original part. And some of these ones can be like the computers and sensors in cars. A lot of these aftermarket parts you're going to get from overseas. Even the original parts will be from overseas sometimes too, but they're usually better made in some of those things like computers and sensors. So just something to keep in mind. If your car is under warranty, this is number three, you should be able to take it to any repair shop. So keep that in mind, is you don't have to take your car to a dealership. However, the one thing I would say with taking your car to a dealership, if it's under warranty, is they're going to have a record of the repairs. So if you're in that warranty period, you may have to pay a little bit more. I've never had anything happen with a car that's under warranty, but just like any business, if something goes wrong, you know, they're going to try to blame it on somebody else if it's a costly repair. So they may say, well, you didn't get, you know, this regular maintenance done, even if you have the receipts, or you might not have them. So they can place the blame on someone else to not cover something if it's the result of you not doing the regular maintenance. So that's a decision you have to come up with. You know, if you have a new car that has 3 years bumper to bumper warranty, do you take it to the dealership for regular maintenance for those 3 years, or do you take it somewhere else? And you can kind of weigh, but I could almost tell you that if something goes wrong and it has the possibility of being regular maintenance, they're going to try to blame it on you not getting that maintenance done. Now, the cons of service at an auto dealership is, number one, you're going to be just a number. So unlike building a relationship with a smaller local repair, auto mechanic repair shop, the dealership is going to treat you like you're another number and figure on their balance sheet. Unless you're a big spender that buys a new car every few years and they get to know you, your business or possible complaint at the dealership when you get your car repaired, it's not going to mean much to them. You're just going to be another number. Number two on the list of cons taking your car to an auto dealership to get it repaired is car dealerships make a large part, like I said, of their income on servicing cars. Their service advisors are often paid a commission for selling things, and they may do this, sell you these things that you don't need in order to make a commission. They'll have an incentive to do a 1 million point inspection on a car and point out every little thing that's wrong with it. This is common. The last time I took my car to a dealership to get something done on it, this is something they did. You know, they want to make every amount of money they can when you take your car in for repair at a dealership. Now, it's just not dealerships I'll get into here in a little bit that do that, but dealerships, because they're service departments are a big part of their revenue, it's a practice that they're going to do. And also, if the service advisor is paid a commission based on the things they sell, they're going to do it as well. And there's nothing wrong with knowing what's wrong, you know, on your car, but they'll even sometimes point out things that might not need immediate attention just so they can make a few dollars. Number three on the cons of service at an auto dealership are higher labor costs. So in other words, almost always the labor costs at a car dealership will be more than another repair shop other than the dealership. And they just charge more because they can get away with it. You know, they they sell the cars there, and they figure, oh, you know, we know what we're doing. We do better repairs, which isn't necessarily the case, but they're gonna charge for that, you know, that appearance. The next one on my list here for places where you can get your car repaired are large national auto repair shops. The big national repair shops, such as discount tire stores that also do repair work, are very similar to car dealerships. Their labor charges may be slightly lower, and they may offer parts other than the original equipment manufacturer ones, but they are also often paid on commission. So they're inclined to also do the 1 million point inspection on your car when you take it in. And they're going to point out everything they can think of to sell and possibly scare you into buying. And this is not uncommon with a lot of the large chains. Some of the national repair shops are also individually owned as a franchise for someone to buy, making them individually owned. And this can be a good thing if you find one you can trust, but more than likely they will, you know, they're going to have sales goals they need to meet or exceed, and they're going to try to sell you things you don't need. Probably they're in some instances, they'll even try to scare you into buying things. They're not just going to repair your car just to keep it safe and keep it on the road. They're going to want to put things in your car to make some money. The third one on the list here where you can get your auto repaired is the local small auto repair shop. Now, there are pros and cons of local small auto repair shops, but to me, the pluses outweigh the negatives with the small auto repair shop. So the pros of using a small auto repair shop. The first one on the list here is the labor costs are almost always lower than a chain dealership or, you know, one of the tire repair shops. There are two ways, and some people don't know this, there's two ways when a mechanic works on your car that they charge for labor. And the first method is using the labor time manual. So what this does is what a mechanic does in this situation, they use this manual to look at the hours it will take to repair something. And in that manual, if it says 2 hours and they get it done in 1 hour, they can still charge you 2 hours if they use that method of the time and labor manual. And this is the common method dealerships and big repair chain stores will use because of their kind of profit center mentality. The second method for billing is for the actual time it takes to repair a vehicle. And if a mechanic using this method of billing takes only 1 hour for a repair and the labor manual says 2 hours, they're only going to charge you for an hour. So that's really the preferred way that you want to get your car fixed. You only want to be paying for the time that someone spends on your car. Number two on the list as a pro to taking your car to a small local auto repair shop is the small repair shops can often get the same OEM parts that your dealership can, but they can also get aftermarket parts. And aftermarket parts are going to save you money, like I said before, but there's no loss if they need the original part, they can still get it. Number three as a pro for going to a small repair shop is small repair shops rely on word of mouth advertising. The larger retail auto places have a bigger footprint and advertising budgets. And they're always going to get customers so they can afford to lose a few. The smaller mechanics have more incentive to do a good job and ensure the customer is happy in most cases. And the other thing you got to think about the big advertising budgets that the smaller repair shops might not do is the places that do have those big budgets, they're building the price of that advertising and marketing back. They're building that back into the repair costs for the vehicle. So the customer is actually going to pick up those costs for them to advertise. Now, number four, because smaller repair mechanics need and want repeat business, they're not often going to do that 1 million point inspection to sell you things you don't need. The small repair shop, their goal is to have the customer, you know, want to return. And although they still need to make a profit, they can be much more trustworthy because they want the customer in most cases to, you know, to be happy. Now, I personally prefer the independent mechanic shop, but there are some cons of a mom and pop auto repair shop. And number one I have here is you can get an inexperienced auto mechanic at some of these smaller shops. The larger, the large retailers and dealerships tend to get more experienced workers to fix cars. And this is due to the opportunity for them to make more money. Number two on the con list for a small, mom and pop repair shop is if a small repair shop is struggling to make ends meet, they may be more inclined to rip somebody off or sell them something they don't need. Now, that is one of the chances that you take with going to, a small repair shop. And number three on the list, although the majority of mom and pop auto shops have the tools and knowledge necessary to work on most cars, they may not have this for more specialized repairs. And I think you'll find this on, some more types of luxury imports and things like that. It can sometimes be more advantageous to take that to some type of specialist, which that's going to cost, definitely a lot more money. But you don't want someone fixing your expensive luxury import that has no idea what they're doing. So that's definitely can be one of the cons of a mom and pop repair shop. Now, keeping in mind the different places where you can get your car repaired, the next question that comes to mind is, what are some of the warning signs of a bad auto repair shop? And making the decision to use either a local repair shop, a large retailer, or the car dealership, it can be a challenge. And there can also be arguments for the advantages and disadvantages of using all those. But how do you know, what are the warning signs of a bad auto repair shop? And how do you know if an auto repair shop is trustworthy? Are they a good one to use? So I have a list here, and number one on my list is, if you take your car to a place to get it repaired and they try to sell you other things every time you bring in your car to get it fixed, to me, it's a big red flag. I realize people are in the business to make a living, but if I have to spend a fortune to get my car fixed for whatever reason, I can't do it myself, don't try to sell me things I don't need. It's already going to cost a fortune when I take my car into someplace, especially if it's a big repair. I don't want to get things added on. So that's a big red flag, is that, every time you take your car into someplace and you say, you can definitely hear something like, let's say on your brakes, my brakes are squeaking, and they try to sell you, each time you take it in, they try to sell you, brakes, you're getting your brakes done. They try to sell you tires to get you new windshield wipers, to do all this different stuff. That's a bad sign. Number two on the list is, do they try to sell you things not covered in the recommended maintenance or factory guide? This one always seems to get to me. So the one that I find humorous sometimes is when I'm offered nitrogen to fill my tires. Now, people may argue the pros and cons of using nitrogen in your tires, but air itself is free. Now, yes, a lot of gas stations charge for air, but you can buy a used air compressor or even a small one and keep it in your car. Tires lose air, and there are there's road hazards all over the place. So paying to have your tires filled with nitrogen, it's a ripoff. If you get a piece of glass or a nail in your tire, your money will fly away into the air from the nitrogen you had filled in your tires. Your money's just going to float away. Number three on the list to look out for either a good repair or bad repair shop is brakes. Brakes are a big one to look out for. So most of the time you can get away with having 15% of your brakes before needing replacement. Yet some of the repair shops are going to want to replace them when there's 50% left. Keep that in mind when you take your car in. If they say you need brakes, ask them, can you take a look at it? How much is left on the brake pads? That's a big one that they tend to tell people that they need replacement when they might not necessarily need it yet. Keeping in mind the things to look out for a good auto repair mechanic and a bad one. The next question is, how do you find a reputable auto mechanic? It always starts with research. Research is the key to finding someone who's trustworthy to work on your car. Talk to your friends and family, you know, find out who they use, ask them what they, you know, what they like and don't like about the mechanic. Make sure to look the business up online and read reviews. You can often see a pattern of, you know, possible issues if they do have any. Also, take a look at their website. Most places have one these days. If they don't, it doesn't necessarily indicate they're not a good repair shop. You'll just have to do some additional research on sites such as, you know, something like the Better Business Bureau. Also, you want to check to see if their mechanics are certified. You know, ASE certification is pretty standard for auto mechanics. If they don't have at least this, you know, then question why it may be they don't have, you know, their mechanics don't have that certification. And how do you not get taken once you find an auto mechanic that you might want to try for the first time? So let's say you did your research. Other than knowing things to look out for you know, having a mechanic that is bad and not trustworthy, how do you not get taken, you know, if you're trying to place out for the first time? So it all starts with, you know, just trying to explain the problem in as much detail as you can and research the issue yourself before you take the car in to get it worked on. If you're trying a mechanic for the first time, you kind of want to have an idea about what the problem may be, and you want to be able to explain to them the best you can on what type of problems you're having. Having a little, just a little bit of knowledge when it comes to fixing cars, it can go a long way with not getting ripped off. A lot of times here, you know, at Smart Start Money, I always talk about having, you know, you don't have to be a financial expert when it comes to investing, but you should have a good general idea about investing. You know, you don't have to be an expert, but you should have an idea about some different things. And the same thing goes with cars. You should have a general idea. If you don't, you're going to run the risk of getting ripped off. Trying a mechanic for the first time, I can't stress this next one enough. Even, you know, if you have a regular mechanic, get any repair estimate in writing. A less than truthful mechanic can quickly add things to a final bill. If you don't get an estimate for repairs, you could get a big surprise when you get the bill. So always get the estimate in writing. Shop around as well. If you're trying a new mechanic for the first time, get a few quotes if the repair is an expensive one. Don't tell the different mechanics that you're shopping around. See what they have to say. Just like many services, you should always get multiple quotes as a general rule if it's, you know, if it's something costly. The other one here that I have is ask to see the old parts. Now, this may seem a little strange asking to see old parts from a mechanic, but it can clue you in on if a mechanic is trustworthy. You know, if you ask to see the old parts and they say, oh, well, you know, we threw them out, or we don't have them, or you can't, or, and it may be the case on one of those, you know, maybe they did already get rid of them or something, but probably not. There are fraudulent repair shops that'll charge to replace something, and then they'll never put the repair part in. You'll never know. Happens more probably than you think. So it can be important to see, you know, the old parts. If someone's doing your brake pads, you know, ask to see the old brake pads. They, you know, you may even want to see the ones that they're taking off before they put the new ones on, just to make sure they're actually doing it. So that's just something to keep in mind. And don't ever be afraid to ask to see the old parts. It can definitely clue you in if the mechanic is trustworthy. So I guess, what is the final answer to finding a truly honest mechanic? And according to a Consumer Reports, 1 out of 4 people is dissatisfied with the work that's done on their car. And unfortunately, finding a trustworthy auto repair shop with integrity, it can be a challenge. They do exist, and there are many good ones to go around, but they, you know, they can be hard to find. And in my opinion, one of the best tools to have when looking for one and also when getting repairs done is education. You don't need to be an expert, but you do need to take the time to learn about some of the basics of auto repair, because it's a good thing to have when you go to see a mechanic. Also, learning some of the, you know, basics of other technical items, it can save you some money. You might be able to do some repairs yourself. And trust me when I say this, taking the time to learn some easy repairs that you can do yourself, it will save you money, and it quite possibly could save you a lot of money. So that's something to keep in mind. There's truly no right or wrong answer on which repair shop, you know, you should use to work on your vehicle. It often depends on your, you know, your car and what you're comfortable with. But choosing the one that will save you money can be much easier, you know, to find than you think. So it's important to find one that's not going to rip you off. And hopefully some of the information I provided today will be able to help you locate a good auto mechanic. Once you find a good auto mechanic, it can be a lot like finding a good doctor. And when you find a good one, you don't want to switch to another one. So auto mechanic, very similar. When you find a good one, you'll probably stick with them for a while. When it comes to getting your car fixed, I would personally stay away from the big chains and the dealerships. They're just out to make money. Your best bet is to find a local repair shop, you know, a mom and pop shop with a local mechanic, and this will likely save you money and it'll save you headaches in the long run. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. If you have questions on today's show or there's a topic you want me to cover in a future podcast, visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. You can also send me an email directly at eric@smartstartmoney.com. Join me on the next podcast as I discuss car buying tips. If you want to get the best deal on buying a car, you'll want to listen to this podcast.